News Talk 1110 993 WBT. The Bo Show continues on this Tuesday morning. And we start off today with a game called Where is Teresa Payton Going to Turn Up Today? I guess the real question should be, in the last week or so, where have you not been as far as network television and radio is concerned?
It's been a blur, but my number one favorite place to be is with you, Bo, at WBT and the whole talented crew at WBT.
Well, you are always good to us, and you never miss a spot, and I appreciate you so much. You know that. So here's the thing. The last couple of weeks, I feel like every time I turn around, there's a new hack to keep track of. We started a couple weeks ago with the Fire Eye, and then came the Solar Winds, and now, if I'm to understand this correctly, there's even more on top of that. Where are we on a Tuesday morning?
Yes. I mean, we're back to, there's still so much. We still don't know, Bo, and that's the real thing keeping me awake at night. And these are all related. So what we've learned is the FireEye tools were stolen because there was what I call, and the industry calls, God access or a God door created by a vulnerability in SolarWinds software. As this investigation continues, what has been identified is FireEye is not the only victim of this God door or God access that was in SolarWinds. Furthermore, Bo, we've also learned you don't have to be a client of SolarWinds to have been impacted.
Let me stop you for 1 second. I'm sorry to interrupt, but what did you say, a God access or God something?
Yeah, it's referred to as having God access or God door. So basically, you can do whatever you want, and no one even knows you're there. You're everywhere, and you're in stealth, and you can add, delete, you can morph and be whatever you need to be in that moment. So it's often referred to as, in the industry, as God access or the God door.
So just to simplify this, I'm going to ask what sounds like a very basic question, maybe even a dumb question, but how do you get to be God? How does a hacker ascend to that level?
Yeah, it's not a dumb question. It's a very good question. And what ends up happening, so this malware that was created by nation-state operatives, digital fingerprints sort of point to Russia. Russia denies it, but they always deny it. And basically, this malware gives them sort of super user access. So they're like the top administrator, if you want to look at it that way. So you know how sometimes you need your password reset, and you say, reset my password. It's like better access than that. It's not just the password resetter, it's the password creator, the user deleter. And basically they've got a digital passport that lets them travel anywhere they want, and it looks like they're allowed to go anywhere they want. Now we're also learning SolarWinds is not the only victim of having this malware in their code base. The forensics investigation's ongoing. The next victim has not been named yet. But this is getting bigger. You know, the more we look at it, the bigger it gets. And Bo, you and I have talked about this before. Unfortunately, breaches never get smaller. Nobody ever comes back and says, oh, did we say it was 1 million people impacted? It's really only 25,000.
No,
so, you know, nothing to see here.
And as I understand it, this SolarWinds hack now has hit tech companies, a hospital system, a university, which really, I mean, anybody listening out there, one way or the other, you're going to be connected to one of those types of places.
Yeah, one way or another, some system that you interact with either at work or in your personal life is impacted. This is a global issue. It's not just American companies and the American government. As a matter of fact, NATO worked the entire weekend trying to look at NATO countries and trying to just get a feeling for what the impact is.
So what's the answer now? I mean, someone like you, what do you do?
You don't sleep at night. But here's what anyone listening can do, because until the forensics is done, you just have to assume that the systems you interact with could be compromised. So a couple of things for people to be thinking about. Having more than one email address that you use for different things, maybe getting a new email account that you use only with your bank account and your health insurance company. Think about what you're putting in your digital communications right now. There's a possibility it could be compromised. Now, what we do know so far is that some of the organizations where this God door access is hasn't been taken advantage of yet. So if you're not the intended target, you could get lucky, and your organization or the organizations that you interact with they may never activate that God door access. But until the investigations are done and until companies and organizations eradicate this God door access, you don't really know for sure. But you can do all the things that you and I have talked about over the years, Bo. All of those practices as an individual will help.
So, in other words, if you haven't been affected yet, as far as you can tell, consider yourself lucky, but don't consider yourself in the clear because this may not be over yet.
I think that's exactly right. It's not over yet. And just because an organization didn't find indicators of compromise yet, remember, they have God access. And so they may just be hiding from you when you're looking for them. So this is going to be months and months before we know for sure that we've got the all clear.
We usually, on this final show of the year, you and I, as long as we've been doing this, have been doing a, looking back at the year, big stories, and then predictions for the next year. I'm going to hold that discussion, especially the predictions part, for the most part, until our first segment of 2021. But I do at least want to ask you, as we get towards the finish here, and in the form of a prediction, how do you think this ends? Do you think this gets resolved in 2021, albeit well down the line?
I think we will know the majority of impact in 2021 and successfully have eradicated the nation-state operatives. What the damages are, the long-term impacts, I don't think we'll know that in 2021, but I do think we'll have a really good handle on this particular case in the year of 2021.
Wow, what a year 2020 has been. I mean, what do you even say going out the door here?
Well, what I would say is I am highly encouraged that one of my predictions is that artificial intelligence will actually help us in 2021 combat hacks just like this one.
Well, that's good news, and that's a good note to leave on. I wanted to turn this into a positive goodbye, and well, it's never positive when I say goodbye to you because I always want to talk more. But for now, here in 2020, I want to say thank you. As always, you're a great friend of the show. You've been with me since day one, and I can't imagine doing this without you each week. So thank you, and happy holidays, and Merry Christmas to your family.
Oh, same to you, Bo. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Happy holidays. And this really, truly is my favorite time of the week.